Hello, everyone. We are on the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour. 312-235-2525 is the number to call. And I'm throwing that number out there today, Bill, because if people want to tell me the year they were born, I can tell them what the hot word was that was actually debuting the year you were born. This is all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men, what's hot and what's cold. I don't know if we should start with our hot word when we were born in the year we were born.
So let me get this straight. You have the ability, people will call up and all they have to do is tell you the year they were born and you will tell them what the new hot word was. Mm-hmm. It's a word that originated in the year of their birth.
Yes.
Ah.
But, you know, like, I don't know how far it goes back, and it's a slideshow, so you may have to stall while I'm clicking on the year.
Orion just texted me, and the word is 23 Skidoo, which I still don't understand. I know that people used to walk around saying it. I know there was a time in America where people would walk around and they would say to each other, 23 Skidoo, but I don't understand why. I don't know what you got out of that equation. What was there to gain from saying
some of these aren't catchphrases? Like, you'll hear the word that entails the year or that comes from the year we were born.
Mm-hmm.
But 23 Skidoo is an American slang phrase popularized during the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
It generally refers to leaving quickly, being forced to leave quickly by someone else, or taking advantage of a propitious opportunity to leave. That is, getting out while the getting's good.
Right.
But where does the 23 come from?
But people would just say it. Like, they would.
Skedaddle is.
Right?
I guess similar to skidoo. Can you skidoo and skedaddle?
I don't think anyone could do them both at the same time. Good luck.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But doesn't it make you just kind of scratch your head to go that a guy would just say it, like he would just show up somewhere. You remember in It's a Wonderful Life that Sam Wainwright guy who would just go yeehaw for no reason at all.
Know.
Like after a minute of that, wouldn't you go, Sam, I'm your friend. Trust me when I say this. Stop with the donkey noise. Nobody wants to hear that.
Like, you sound like an ass.
Right. Right. So who is benefiting by walking around and saying, you know, with a big smile on your face, 23 Skidoo? People just go, yeah, then what? What else have you got?
I don't know.
You got anything else for me or just that?
Yeah, I don't. And there is no definite origin of that. They're unclear.
Can I tell you something weird about this? I have an uncle. Now, I would not say this. What I'm saying now, this is the miracle of the bonus hour, because I wouldn't say this on regular radio, because if my family heard me say this, they would disown me.
What?
But this is a fact. My mom had an uncle, and his name was Uncle Lindy. And he was called that because he admired Charles Lindbergh. So just by the mere fact that he
appreciated, I love pizza.
But you wouldn't call yourself pizza.
No.
Right?
Zaza, maybe.
So my whole life, like when I knew him as a child, I just assumed that, well, they call him Uncle Lindy because his name is Lindy or some version of that.
Yeah.
Maybe Lyndon or something like that.
Hurst.
So yeah. Yeah. So they shortened it to Lindy. And then one day my mom goes, you know, you have to understand that when Uncle Lindy was a boy, Charles Lindbergh was all the rage. He was the 23 Skidoo of his day.
That's used
incorrectly. Because Uncle Lindy liked him, they just called him Lindy. And I go, well, now keep in mind, this is me at 8. Well, that's stupid. And she goes, no, why would that be stupid? I go, because that's not how life works. You don't just, like you said with pizza, there's a thousand things I like, but I don't go, I really like grapefruit. I hope people call me Grapefruity.
Or Uncle Fruity. I mean,
but they do call me that. But I think that's for different reasons, Wendy. I don't know why they call me that. I wish they'd stop. But
that
life
is silly.
Doesn't just work. If you like something, people don't just call you that thing because you like
it.
Yeah,
that's
but
dumb.
But in my mom's family, like anytime, like I would take a cousin, I go, hey, did you know this thing with Uncle Lindy, right? It's because he liked Charles Lindbergh. That's crazy, right? And people go, no, why is that crazy? Like everyone in my mom's family is like, no, that's what you do. No, that's not what you do. You don't just call somebody something if they like it.
What's the harm? I mean, in the perfect world.
It's silly. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I think it's pretty crazy.
But in my mom's family, they don't understand me challenging it. They go,
Well, you were eight. You weren't supposed to challenge anything.
No, but even as an adult, as I would get older, like even at when Uncle Lindy passed away, I go, I guess, you know, the gig is up. We can stop calling. We can call him by his real name now. Nobody remembered his real name. Well, we've been calling him Lindy since Charles Lindbergh. Can't change that now.
I got to say, again, if you don't make, honestly, a sitcom about your family, because, like, I've never heard of anybody calling anybody because of somebody
either.
They liked.
I haven't either. And I said to my aunt, Amelia Earhart, I go, Auntie Amelia, isn't this crazy, this thing with Uncle Lindy? No other family in their right mind would do that because somebody would have the guts to go, this is stupid, we can't do this. But in my mom's family, that's like, no, he likes Charles Lindbergh. What else are we going to call him?
Well, that just shows your mom was so accepting.
Not
she
just
was
my
your mom,
this, but this was
her
even,
whole family.
It predated my mom. Yeah, it was even before.
How come she didn't question it?
No, she thought it was odd that I was questioning it. Well, he's Uncle Lindy, Bill. And I go, I know, but the way in which he achieved that Uncle Lindiness, that's what I'm questioning.
It's not a proper way to get that name.
Right, right.
Wasn't bestowed upon him by a Lindbergh.
I like George Carlin. No one calls me Carly. Hey, Uncle Carly. Why do you call me Uncle Carly? Because you like George Carlin. What else could we call you?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Unacceptable.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Although Uncle Lindy sounds better than Uncle Carly, I got to admit.
I guess so. Yeah.
These are words that were they debuted. This one is so perfect for our year 1963.
Mm-hmm.
Audio animatronic.
Oh, yeah.
It is perfect for you. These realistically moving figures.
Strictly Disney? Or
brought a little more excitement to the theme park experience from the Jungle Birds of the Enchanted Tiki Room to the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
So I think Disney was the first to have it, and that's this word.
Audio animatronics.
No one said it before 1963.
So if you go to Disney World or Disneyland, you're going to see it in Pirates of the Caribbean. You're going to see it in Haunted mm-hmm. Mansion. You mentioned the Tiki Birds. These are essentially...
They're so cool.
They're robotic mannequins.
Yes. Right? I love that Tiki Room, that Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yep.
And the Dole Whip, which I finally partook in. It was
so
awesome.
So good.
Although somebody told me there's somewhere around here that is going to be having them. I will look into
that
for you.
Could you please find out?
Yeah.
I would visit them every day.
I will look that up because I saw it like soon to be a place where you can get them.
The orange one is available right outside the Tiki Pavilion. The pineapple one is in Adventureland.
I think you can choose both at both stands now.
Is that true?
I think so because I like the pineapple one.
They're both so good. So
I wouldn't turn down an orange one.
No, really, really
especially
good.
Especially when it's like 120 degrees.
And they used to have, when Disney World first opened, there was a grape version, although they called it something different. But in...
Uncle Lindy?
They called it an Uncle Lindy. That's what they served at my Uncle Lindy's funeral. I hope you're happy.
I would have gone if I knew.
Very sad memory.
All right, like 1962, this word debuted, miniskirt.
That was not a word until 1962?
The miniskirt was one of the many revolutionary ideas that came about in the 60s with hems climbing to new heights. It had never been used before.
That was so racy, too. I mean, I know
they
it was the
really
early
short.
60s. So you were coming out of the very prurient 1950s, and then all of a sudden, once you hit the 60s,
wham,
all bets
bam.
Were off. Yep.
Wham,
bam. Thank you, Uncle Lindy.
I'm changing that song. Goodhousekeeping.com is what's bringing us to these words. 1961.
Is that still in existence, Good Housekeeping?
Yeah,
they did.
Online, I think only.
Because that was a magazine that if you ever needed root canal surgery, that's what you read just prior in your dentist's office.
You didn't have
highlights? Highlights or Good Housekeeping.
Ranger Rick?
Sometimes Reader's Digest.
Always Reader's Digest in my dentist.
Ranger Rick, was that a freestanding? Was that on its own, or was that an element of a bigger magazine?
Ranger Rick magazine, although I think we got that in school, but I could have sworn they were at the dentist's office, too.
I don't remember that one.
He was a little raccoon.
And his name was Ranger Rick?
Yeah. And
How come? What was his affiliation? He was with the forest industry?
Yeah. And it was all like animal facts. That's why you didn't read it.
Yeah. I don't have time for animal facts.
Black Friday debuted. That was the first time the word was ever used was in 1961.
Does it say what store was the innovator that brought us Black Friday?
Though the precise date of this retail holiday has been debated, the dictionaries both cite newspaper articles written in 1961 as the first instance of Black Friday.
But don't you think with Black Friday, it had to have come from one particular store? Like, several stores at the same time wouldn't have all thought it up simultaneously, I wouldn't think. Sounds like the work of Montgomery Ward's.
Really?
Sounds like something they would do. Yeah.
I would have thought Macy's.
Yeah, maybe Macy's. Strictly on the East Coast at that point. Just
like
New York.
When we were
Macy's.
Still Marshall Fields.
Right, right, right.
Wendy, the launching pad in Wilmington has the Dole Whip.
Oh.
I will find this out because I did read somewhere that someone was going to have a bunch of whips.
Is it sanctioned by the Dole Company or is it somebody figured out the recipe of how to make it and they're making their version of it?
I think this was sanctioned.
Oh.
I think it was.
I will go there every day if that's true.
It might be out by me.
Wilmington? Or the place you're thinking of was by you?
The place I'm thinking of, not that one, I think is out near me. I'm thinking it's the Highland Queen, which is like our version of a Dairy Queen. We never had a Dairy Queen. This is in Western Springs. I will find this for you.
All right.
Somebody gave me an inside scoop. I will look into this. I'll find it for you. And if listeners know, 312-235-2525. So give me a year. I mean, do we want to just keep going back? Because I think they're more interesting. Crudités was in 1960.
Uh-huh.
Cocktail hour was never the same. Once cut vegetables started becoming more popular than the gelatin molds of the era. Because in the 50s, obviously, Jell-O molds were all the
gigantic
rage. I thought that was more 60s, though.
Is Jell-O and or gelatin, because there's other companies, Royal comes to mind right away, is that still a factor? When I go to the store, I notice that the Jell-O section is bigger than ever. They have more flavors than you could ever imagine now.
They're all Jell-O brand, though, aren't
no,
they?
No, Royal is still a player.
It is?
Yeah, and there's a third one. What's the third one that I always see? But that section has expanded tremendously, because it used to be you had 8 or 10 flavors, and then the puddings were also where the Jell-O was.
Yeah.
So that occupied some space. But now there's flavors that are like margarita and mojito and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who makes Jell-O? Isn't it easier to just
buy it?
That's
what I can't figure
pre-made?
Out. Like, it used to be standard when we were kids. If you went to somebody's house for a holiday, guaranteed there was some Jell-O dish. There was no chance of that not existing. Somebody made it.
Did you ever like it?
No, not really.
The
it's
only
right.
Jell-O I liked was Auntie Mary's Jell-O, which I have talked about on the air for years. It was a layer of raspberry, just regular Jell-O on the bottom. It was in like a 9x12 lasagna pan, a glass pan. So you had raspberry, just Jell-O on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then the top layer was sour cream, fresh raspberries, pineapple, and walnuts mixed into more Jell-O, so it was like a lighter pink. It is the best Jell-O.
It's good.
We still make it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We always make Auntie Mary's Jell-O. And the funny thing is, you go to our family cookbook that my cousin Char compiled, which is a great idea, listeners, if you need something to come up with, you know, something to give a family. We're Italian, so I had six sisters that had six different spaghetti sauces. They're all in this family cookbook.
Wow.
Auntie Mary's Jell-O was there. Things have changed since Auntie Mary made this Jell-O, and it says use 2 boxes of Jell-O, but it doesn't give the ounce. So the boxes have changed. Is it the small box?
Is it
the big box?
Yeah.
So we are just guessing at the actual ounces of Jell-O to use. So in the past few years, no one's been able to make it solidify very well. It's still delicious.
Because the amount of the ingredients has varied. Is that why?
Yeah, they've changed. Like, you know, use a large box of Jell-O. Well, now there might be 3 different sizes.
Right, right, right.
And it's funny, these family cookbooks, like, you know, with their spaghetti sauces, it's like put 1 can of stewed tomatoes. Well, what's the ounce?
Right. You need to know
the
exact.
No one did that. And I think they did it because they didn't want somebody stealing their recipes.
I guarantee that plays into it.
Yeah.
There's no question. I still remember, depending on whose house we went to for the various holidays, everybody had a different not just a Jell-O mold, you know, the structure by which you would make the Jell-O in.
Yeah.
But they were gigantic. Like, my mom's had the 12 astrological signs in a circle, like almost like a clock. So it was circular, but, it, you know, Aries, Taurus.
Really?
All of them, all the, yeah, it was really interesting.
It was like a bundt cake pan,
yes.
Right? And then she'd flip it out.
Yeah, and people would mark, because the detail on it, what it was amazing, you know, the amount of detail that they used in a Jell-O mold. One of my aunts had just a ladybug, a giant ladybug. You know, you would have your
but
orange
she'd
flavor.
Do the mold. See, ours just stayed in the lasagna pan. We didn't,
no,
like, flip it upside down.
They did it that my uncle's was shaped like Charles Lindbergh, my Uncle Lindy's. Everything he did was Lindbergh related. but I still remember distinctly whose house we go to. On the way there, you could make a bet on what the Jell-O mold would be because it was a constant in the universe. There was no variation. Somebody was going to make something with Jell-O involved. But I don't know if that's still a thing because, like, when I think about holidays now, like, we have Christmas at our house. Nobody brings Jell-O. We have Christmas Eve at my dad's house. Nobody brings it. It's not a factor anymore.
We only do it because it's like a little tradition to Auntie Mary, and she was born on Christmas Day.
Well, you owe it to her.
And
then.
It's good. I never really liked Jell-O before. And God, please, people used to put crazy crap in Jell-O. Like, you'd have a pretzel
raisins,
Jell-O.
Marshmallows.
Cheez-Its. I mean,
Cheez-Its.
It's like a shoe. You'd find your car keys in there.
That's a fun game. It's a fun game. Now, the only exception to this rule, and we've talked about this in the past, is Jell-O 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, that was the best
or
stuff
1, 2, 3 Jell-O.
This was like that, but with... Honest to God,
nuts.
But only two layers. But it was that second layer was creamy. It wasn't
layer?
The froth that was the top layer.
That's
I can't
the best
remember.
Layer.
I liked the middle layer. I liked it. And it was, I remember Jell-O 1, 2, 3. But I have to tell you, Jasmine found some information on the world famous Disney World treat now available. Not really near us, but if you've ever been to the Tiki Room, Aloha Isle at Adventureland Tiki Room, there are select spots outside of Disney parks, one being in Belvedere, Illinois.
And they sell the orange Dole Whip.
Yes, a delicious Dole Whip exclusively at Dairy Ripple on South State Street.
And it's actually Dole. It's not like we kind of figured out what they're doing over at Dole, and we can duplicate that.
Here's what the message says on Dairy Ripple's Facebook page. We are so excited to finally introduce Dole Whip to our menu. You may have heard of this yummy treat from the Adventureland Tiki Room in Disney's Magic Kingdom. But now Dole Whip and Dole Whip floats are available at Dairy Ripple. Where's Belvedere?
Not that far.
Field trip.
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know where it is in Illinois.
I know there's a Ford plant there. I remember doing a story on a Ford plant. I don't think it's that far. I don't think it'll take us an hour.
We can go right now.
There will be some.
Do they have orange and pineapple or just orange?
That's the same question I asked him. Good question.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a message somewhere, and I swear it was out near me, maybe in Western Springs or Countryside, and they were also going to have strawberry.
That sounds all right.
I got to find this.
I like a triple combo of all three.
Of the orange, strawberry, and pineapple? What flavor wouldn't be delicious in a Dole Whip? Every
Prune.
Flavor. All right, there's some, right.
Fig.
I would fig I'd try.
Right,
I like figs. I like dates, too, but have you ever had a date shake, by the way?
No.
Ooh, those are good.
No.
That means something different from
no.
I understand.
It's not code.
Okay.
It is not code. Palm Springs.
I'm looking at maps of the state of Illinois, and it looks like Belvedere is close to Rockford.
Okay.
So a 90-minute
weekend trip. 90
minute drive.
Now, Dole Whip.
Is that the
Schaumburg?
Closest?
Wait.
What?
Menchie's frozen yogurt in Schaumburg.
Oh, there's a Menchie's in Deerfield.
Just
the Schaumburg one has Dole.
Dole Whip, and it has Dole soft serve.
Seriously,
it's got the trademark or the little R. Dole Whip pineapple sorbet.
Oh, does that sound good?
And that, sweet pink lemonade sorbet, pina colada sorbet. Bill?
Yeah?
Dole Whip, lime.
Don't.
Lime. sorbet.
Seriously. And that's the dream. Like, if, in my head, what's the dream flavor? It would be lime.
Yeah, well, it looks really? Like it's happening.
And who's got this?
Menchie's Frozen Yogurt on Roselle Road in Schaumburg. Now, let's see if we find a store.
You know, Menchie's is a chain, so I wonder why would just one Menchie's have,
right,
have it and
all.
Not all Menchie's?
Yeah. Does it Menchie?
Doesn't mention
it. Doesn't mention why?
But, you know, the thing is, you have to call them, because if it's in, like, you know, the yogurt machines,
right,
flavors
they'll
vary
change
on different days.
Yeah, I guess so, right.
Downers Grove has a Menchie's, River Point Center, Bloomingdale, Schaumburg, Randhurst Village. Those are the only
perfect
three that I'm seeing.
There's one in Deerfield, right? Are you familiar with Deerfield?
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of across the street from the Whole Foods.
Oh, I know where that is. I know exactly where
Jasmine,
that is.
Jasmine, reach out to Menchie's Frozen Yogurt and see if they have Dole Whips, and if so, we may want to talk to them tomorrow on the stream.
This is a no-sugar month for me. You know that, right? So I can't have
right
it until
before,
May the 1st.
I don't care if you can't
yeah,
have
I,
it.
I always... Thanks, Wendy. I always do it right before Easter and right before Halloween.
When can you...
May 1st.
All right, you know what?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
I would like to treat you. I will find where to get Dole Whips and bring them up here on May 1st. That's how much I care about
perfect
you. Would you prefer the lime if available?
Lime would be the best.
I'll get
what's
a
your second choice?
Grapefruit.
Though?
I don't think
of the, of the dream flavors, of the actual flavors.
Grapefruit?
I do like the pineapple a lot. The orange and the pineapple are both really
good. I like
really
the
good
pineapple the absolute best. It is
I like
so
the orange
fresh.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I think it's because it's similar. Growing up, there was this place in Louisville. I'd go this like outdoor soft serve ice cream place, and you can get cones of like orange sherbet vanilla swirl, and that kind of
tastes like a dreamsicle.
Yeah, it is.
That would be so
is
good.
It's so delicious, and then you can dip them in chocolate.
Outstanding.
And roll it in nuts if you want.
Yeah, of course I want. Oh, that sounds so good.
Hidden Dole Whips. I'm going to find out more.
There was something
this
new that they just did with Dole Whips, too, in Disney World. I read an article. Oh, it was some kind of a theme.
Well, you can get, like the thing you just described where they also put soft serve vanilla
right
ice cream in there.
Yeah.
They do that as a swirl, a Dole swirl.
Yeah, I like
love that.
That's really
that's
good.
That's the way I would go.
Yeah.
Well, what did I have? It must have been the Dole, it was maybe pineapple soft serve, and then you get pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll
oh
do that.
Oh, they're both double.
So they'll make it more like a shake?
Yeah.
Kind of like a smoothie.
Freeze.
Oh, like, okay.
Because there was definite, like, you could sip the actual, I'm just, like, salivating, thinking about it. You could take a straw and drink the pineapple juice.
Right.
But then there was also a spoon in it where you would have the pineapple soft serve or whatever it was.
And doesn't it taste like summer?
It does.
I just want to go to Disney World right now and just walk around that park and
find us ever go again.
And then, let's go get a Dole.
I'm ready.
Just bring me back one.
All right.
We can get a freezer.
It'll hold up. It'll hold up. All right. We must take a break.
I must find Dole Whips near us.
Kim is here. She'll give you the news and then more Dole news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kim, thanks. Both of us, both Wendy and I, are just entranced by this Dole Whip talk, that we may have them here in the state of Illinois. Kim, you mentioned that there was a story about these recently, and I found the story.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah. Evidently, there are three new what they're calling Dole Whip cousins.
Okay.
I'm not sure why they're calling them cousins, but each of the three flavors is themed to a different Disney princess. One of the girls the Lost Princess from Tangled.
Okay. I never saw that.
I didn't either.
Tangled is just...
about the hair.
Yeah, what's that girl's name?
Rapunzel.
Right? I don't know why they don't call her that. Maybe Disney didn't get the rights to the name Rapunzel. The girl
Dole Whip
from
update when you're ready.
Moana.
And what's her name?
I think her name is Moana.
Moana,
isn't
yeah
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's about the Hawaiian girl, I think.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
The girl from Up. I've seen Up. I don't remember
there being
a girl from Up.
I don't remember.
But the new flavors are Dole Whip Lemon, Dole Whip Mango, and Dole Whip Raspberry.
I just called a Menchie's, M-E-N-C-H-I-E apostrophe S.
What did they say?
Kim said that there's one in
Deerfield.
I called the Downers Park Plaza, which is on Lamont Road in Downers Grove. And a lovely woman with a British accent answered.
Hello.
That's exactly what she sounded like.
Hello, love.
She didn't say love.
Hello, Menchie's.
And I just really quickly, hi, do you guys serve Dole Whips? And she's like, not right now, but we will begin in May.
Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
That's outstanding. Wow.
Aren't
Maybe
you
they
excited?
Just, do it in the
just
summer.
A little. Wow.
And it has the Dole R circled.
So they're behind this.
Yeah.
It doesn't just taste like their product, it is their product.
I can call every Menchie's from here
you
to
You are such
Kingdom
a mensch
come.
To take care of Philip Menchie's.
What does that word
a
mean?
A mensch is like a good person. Person.
Good person.
See,
yeah.
Why does it, being non-Jewish, I would hear that, like, that person's such a mensch. I thought that was a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing.
Oh, I'll be a mensch.
Yeah.
Are you guys fooling me so I go around telling everybody I'm a mensch?
No.
No, no.
You're also a shiksa. Did you know that, Wendy?
That means a non-Jewish person?
A non-Jewish woman.
Oh, just a woman?
Yeah.
What's a non-Jewish man?
A Paul.
A goy, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Goy
yeah.
is like a non-Jewish yeah. person, too.
Yep.
All right, I'll be a mensch.
You are that.
You are a mensch.
What if you called all these different menschy places, and every one of them answered with a different accent?
Well, hello there.
Then you'll be thinking you're in Epcot buying the Dole Whip because it's all these different people from
people
all over
from
the world.
All over the world.
All right, love Menchie's. That's I don't know where your nearest Menchie's is, but look for it. And starting in May, call them because if they don't have them, we will make them have them because everybody will call them and say it.
Well, the demand will force their hand.
Dole Whip me.
We will know how much power you guys really have.
Right.
If you get Dole Whip on the menu.
Right.
Cheese.
Right.
It's dairy free. Did you know that? I didn't know. It's gluten free, dairy free. It's
so
created
what are they
by
using in there to give the illusion of ice cream?
It's a soft serve dairy-free frozen dessert. Do you really want
to
know?
You know, you'd be amazed if you go to your favorite grocery store and you look in the ice cream section, you'd be amazed at how many of the ice creams are not ice cream.
Even Ben and Jerry's now have one.
Ben and Jerry's does.
They have a variation. But like a lot of Breyers, it never says ice cream
on
there.
It only started years ago with Tofutti. It's opened the realm of like
And Frosty Paws.
Well, no, you're not supposed to be eating that, Wendy. That's for your dog.
I know that. You didn't when
you're not
you
supposed
saw
to eat
it.
That. It actually started with Dairy Queen because Dairy Queen does not have ice cream.
Oh, it's dairy-free?
Yeah. It always says, call them up. I'm telling you, it says dairy treat or frozen treat. The word ice cream is nowhere to be found anywhere at Dairy Queen because it's not ice cream.
It's all chemicals.
Well, I don't know that I'd say that.
It's more ice milk
ice
than it
milk.
Is ice cream.
But that's still dairy. There's still milk.
Yeah, there's milk fat and non-fat milk in it. Vanilla cone ingredients.
No cream, maybe.
Vanilla reduced fat ice cream, milk fat and non-fat milk, sugar, corn syrup, whey.
No way.
Yes, but now it says Dairy Queen soft serve. Technically, when you order a cone or cup at Dairy Queen, you're not getting ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But you're still getting dairy. Right.
You're getting dairy because it's Dairy Queen.
No, I mean, if it says...
But it's not ice cream.
Well, it's soft serve...
Dairy treat or frozen dairy treat, they call it.
But it's not dairy free.
It is not. No, at Dairy Queen, it is not.
Right. That's what we're saying. Yeah.
Right. No, I said it's not ice cream.
This, according to Delish.com, it's called soft serve for a reason, and the company has stated before that the frozen delight served in its thousands of locations doesn't exactly qualify as ice cream. To be categorized as ice cream, the minimum butterfat content must be 10%, and the soft serve has only 5%.
Mm. Well, it's better for you, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's not chemicals, and it's not a bad thing. It's just not...
It's not ice cream.
But see, I like soft serve.
I do too. I love it more.
You would choose that over regular ice cream?
Maybe not Grater's, but everything else.
Grater's is good, and I had never had it before, Bill. And I know that you're an ice cream aficionado.
I am too.
I don't typically, unless I'm going to get a sundae, I would not just have ice cream.
No.
See, for me, if I'm going to have dessert, that's what I want.
I'm with you. Ice cream.
I'd have pie.
Really? Mm. I mean, for 100% if I'm having dessert.
Ice cream's the way to go. Yeah. Mm. Yep. I agree.
But it's not, you made me think like it was just frozen chemicals and not anything good. It's less fat is what it is.
The Dairy Queen version of it?
It's,
yeah.
Regular ice cream has to be qualified as ice cream, butterfat content must be 10%.
And custard is like double that.
Yeah, that's probably 80%. Because that is pretty good. But
again,
I don't like custard. It's too much for me. Too
thick?
Yeah. I like Andy's turtle sundae. Again, I go sundae or I stay home.
I mean, why isn't just the flavor of it enough? Gals? Why do you need extra stuff
just
in there?
Because it's boring.
Yeah?
Oh.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'd say vanilla is boring.
I love vanilla, but really? I got to have the chocolate, the hot fudge or caramel.
Something on top.
Pecans. Dairy Queen has...
So you like the different textures, too.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But Dairy Queen has 5% butter fat. Also, the soft serve that you know and love is made from a top secret recipe.
Tell us what it is.
Then it wouldn't be top secret.
I never thought of that.
Why is it so delicious? Everybody wants to know. They make it with the secret formula that you'll never become privy to.
Well, with Dairy Queens, it's airier somehow.
Yeah.
Like when it comes out of the machine and it's in the cone.
Well, it makes that little curl on the top.
Right.
Nobody else can get the little curl.
That swirl, right.
That was the best part of going to Old Country Buffet. They closed the one near us.
They had
a soft serve, so you could make your own. And I would always volunteer to do everyone so I could get that perfection. That
everyone's
little
fun to meaning do. In yeah. your family or everyone's in the restaurant.
Well, if they would let me, people, I would just stand
that
there.
That lady won't get away from the soft serve.
Soft serve today, and part of the fun is doing it yourself. But right. I just really
you like
was
the curl.
Proud of doing a pretty perfect. Who was the little cartoon person that had that little curl at the top
in the middle.
Of their head?
Oh, yeah. It was a baby. It wasn't...
Baby Huey? No. There was some... It was a... Like a cute... The Cupid doll.
Oh, yeah.
Cupid
doll had a swirl at the top. Yeah.
So they're top secret. It's kept in a safe deposit box, and there are only a few keys to it, and it's frozen.
Oh.
There's a quirky story behind the chain's name. Dairy Queen officially got its name from soft serve creator Jack Grandpa... McCullough, who called the store's sweet staple a queen among dairy products.
Mm.
Oh.
Could have been called Uncle Lindy's.
No, that's a different place. Oh. That's a totally different place.
Oh, the curl on top of each cone is a DQ trademark.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and also, you know, the tipping of the blizzard.
They didn't invent that, though.
All right. Blizzards are served upside down because of a 14-year-old boy's strange request. If you order a blizzard at any of Dairy Queen's location, there's a good chance that your server will hand it to you upside down. And if you think that's bizarre branding, you can credit that to a 14-year-old boy from St. Louis named Steve Gamber. We should have him as a guest.
Steve
write his
Gamber?
Name down.
All right.
Back in the day, Bill hates that expression.
Yes, I do.
Gamber used to frequent a local ice cream stand close in proximity to a DQ owned by Sam.
Ted Drews, right?
Sam Temperato owned it. Every day when ordering from the ice cream stand, Gamber would request that the shake be made thicker than usual, resulting in the stand's owner, Ted Drews Jr., one day serving him a shake so thick that he could turn it upside down without risking the ice cream spilling out of the cup. In 1983, Temperato took Drews' idea over to DQ execs, and the rest is history.
Ah.
Ted Drews is in St. Louis. I think there's two or three of them. It's an amazing place. I mean, they have so many variations on ice cream and different ice cream concoctions. And no matter what you order there, they do that thing.
They're
turning it upside down. And I don't know what to do with that information. You just go, yeah,
right.
All right, there's a lot of ice cream in there. Thank you for that. But then other places, Dairy Queen and a few other places started copying that.
McDonald's did it. It landed all over me.
Did you get a free one?
No, I did not.
The Ted Drews that I went to in St. Louis, this is back when I did stand-up, there was lines down the block to get in, and then there was a Baskin-Robbins right across the street with zero people there. That's how good it is. You go, am I going to wait in line for an hour and a half for ice cream, or can I go right there where I could be the next person in line? Everybody in St. Louis is like, no,
well,
it's Ted
that
Drews
happened
or nothing.
That happened in Northbrook. They opened a Grater's there, and there was another yogurt place across the street.
Did it
well, yogurt
him?
And custard, I'm sorry. I mean, oh, no, it's ice cream. Grater's is ice cream,
yeah,
right?
It was gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
I love the frozen ice cream of Grater's. That really might be the one flavor, coconut chocolate chip, that I don't need chocolate sauce on.
Yeah.
I would actually eat the whole container.
Yeah.
Have you, you've been to Cold Stone, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for you?
Where they do the mix-ins on the marble slab?
They do that, but some of the Cold Stones, like the first ones were on the West Coast, the very first ones I ever went to were in Las Vegas and then in California. They went out of their way to they make the cones fresh there, and the smell of the cones is so enticing when you're in there. It's just so great. But for some reason here, when they brought them to the Midwest, that kind of fell away.
Yeah.
Like they sometimes made cones, or some of the stores didn't do it at all. But that's what kind of drew you in, was that aroma from the cones.
Yeah. All right, something I didn't know. Texas is the state with the most DQ locations, but can I tell you something?
Huh.
According to Delish.com, which I get a lot of recipes on,
yeah,
they say the chain got its start in Joliet, Illinois, and they spelled it wrong. They put E-T-T-E at the end. But really, Dairy Queen got its start in Joliet here?
You'd think they would get more press if that were the truth. I'm not, I mean, Delish doesn't lie, don't get me wrong, but why do we not pay tribute to that more often?
I don't know. All right,
we'll find out.
You need to also call Menchie's people, and Dole Whips should be coming in May, and if you find
Did the lady you talked to, the British lady, I'm going to pretend it's Keira Knightley, even though I know it's not. But in my head,
you're going to drive all the way out to Lamont Road, aren't you?
I want to see Keira Knightley. Did she say May 1st or in May?
She said it's, I said, do you have Dole Whips? And she said, not yet. I believe they're coming in May.
Oh.
All right. It is.
That's fantastic news.
You can make your own. There's at Dole.com. It tells you how to do it. 1 cup pineapple juice frozen in an ice cube tray.
Yeah.
1 Dole banana peeled and frozen. 2.5 teaspoons powdered sugar. And then 1/4 to 1/2 cup unsweetened coconut milk beverage. And then it says combine pineapple juice, banana, powdered sugar in a blender. Cover, blend until smooth, gradually adding coconut milk and scraping down the sides. Serve immediately.
That's not that hard.
No, and I'm sure that's the thickening agent of it. If it's gluten and dairy free, that a banana, although I'm not tasting banana.
Well, and then the, you know, the frozen pineapple with the ice is going to give it that
texture or like
ice cream taste.
Sure.
Too, you know, like. When you put ice into a smoothie, it thickens it up, too.
Right.
Dole Whip is a soft-serve, dairy-free, frozen dessert created by Dole Food Company in 1986. The original pineapple flavor is best known, but 6 additional fruit flavors are sold. Mango, lemon, orange, raspberry, strawberry, lime.
Lime. Oh. Orange Julius do anything for you?
I liked Orange Julius.
No, I didn't
Nothing on the Orange Julius?
You know what, Bill? I was just thinking, if you combine that lime with vanilla, that's almost like a key lime pie.
Wouldn't that
you know?
Be... That would be so good.
Yeah, that would be really
That would be so good. For a while, they sold stuff so you could make Orange Julius's at home. There was this stuff called Orange Frost, so you could make it at home.
I didn't
And it was always
them.
Good, but it wasn't as good as getting them there. Although they've changed the recipe a little bit. They're not what they used to be. Still okay. Still good, but not as good as they used to be.
I want everybody to sign my petition. There was a Pizza Hut near us, and I live in LaGrange, and there's a ton of fast foods everywhere. They closed the Pizza Hut near us, and there is no other Pizza Hut in the area that will deliver to us, or that's even close enough to bother to go get, because it would be ice cold.
Mm.
How can there be a shortage of Pizza Huts?
Yeah,
I've never
heard
what else do you
heard
have
of it.
You? Are you a Pizza Hut family?
No, but every once in
you
a blue moon, and I'm telling you, ever since they closed it, that's all I want now is a Supreme
Pan.
You
always want what you can't have.
I know.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God. He's got a new GQ ad that's out.
I saw
Hubba,
it.
Hubba, frickin' Hubba.
The one where he's got the big beard? That
Yeah, it's all right.
Wow.
I would brush his beard for him.
Oh. Put that in your note.
I can no longer send
I don't know
anything.
What else would be in the note. But
come on over,
sure.
Keanu. I'll make you a Dole Whip and brush your beard.
Whoa. All right. We'll take a quick break. Kim, thank you very much for hanging out.
All right. Well, 2 for Tuesday. There were 2 of us doing the show. That's
true.
That's what it means.
That's exactly what it means. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your experience. I hope you give us a good Yelp rating. That's my goal.
I'm on Yelp right now.
Are you on the Yelp?
I'm saying I like Wendy's part of the show better.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Sorry, Bill.
That is hurtful. Tune in again tomorrow for more hijinks. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
Bye, Jinx.